I'm Jim Hale, the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel in Ballston Lake, New York, and I'm your pastor for today. You love your children. You've raised them to follow Jesus. You took them to church. They went to Sunday school. They were in Christian school. You had devotions in your home. But one day, something happened that rocked your world. One of them, and then two, and perhaps three of them, began to go off the tracks, and they got into stuff that made you so angry. And not only angry, but afraid. You said, "How can you do this? Don't you know where this is going? This could kill you." You felt like you were in the middle of a storm, and that the waves kept hitting you, knocking you over. You could feel the wind so strongly you could hardly stand. And you began to pray. And as you prayed, you cried out, and there came a thought to you after a long time. This was going on for so long. You began to say, "Does God really care?" The Apostle Peter went through an experience like that. It's recorded in Mark chapter 4. At the end of Mark 4, Peter, along with the other disciples, were in a boat. Maybe you know the story. The wind came up, and the waves became huge, and the disciples thought they were going to drown, and the boat was going to capsize. And Jesus was in the back sleeping, and they woke him up, and they said in so many words, like, "Do you care?" And then what happened? Jesus stood up and he rebuked, he told the wind to stop, the storm ceased, and it was still. And it did something to Peter and those disciples. And what is it that they said? They said, "Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him?" In Psalm 107, verses 23 and following, there is a story that the psalmist uses to explain that God alone is the one who controls the wind and the waves and the all of the weather. And those disciples knew that the only one who could control the wind and the waves was God. And all of a sudden, you realize that this passage of Scripture was Jesus teaching his disciples that he was more than a powerful man that had the power of God to do many things, but that this was God come in the flesh. Who was this? Think about that storm you're in right now. Think about the storm that has caused you to say, "God, where are you? Do you care?" The reality is that you, when you're united with Jesus Christ, have God himself who can do immeasurably more than all you think or could even imagine is for you. And although you may not see answers right now, the reality is that you can trust him.